One reason many want to curtail our out-of-control entitlement spending is so that we don't go the way of socialist nations, which almost always end in financial ruin. But we may already be like those nations in other areas, like surveillance laws in the Patriot Act and other legislation. Here to explain is Nick Gillespie, editor-in-chief of Reason.com, Reason.tv and Reason.com. Did I say it right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is it about the urge on the part of people in the government, Democrats and Republicans, to want to have the government spy on us without following the Constitution? Why do you think decent people are in favor of that and don't want to talk about it on the floor of either of those two chambers?
Yeah, well, you know, I think there are a number of issues, and this is actually the topic where we have to understand we don't just need the politics of freedom, we also need a culture of freedom where people say, you know what, that's not even open for debate in a free and open society, that we're going to allow the government to start surveilling us in all sorts of circumstances or tracking our bank accounts without any, you know, prior reason to look at. You know, why should a transfer of $10,000 be, you know, reason to generate a suspicious activity report? Things like that. But I think that it all, you know, there is a common knot here, and it's not even socialism per se. Socialism itself, I think, is a manifestation of the need for control, of power, of the idea that, look, if I've got the plan, if I've got the smarts and the right way to do things, I want to make sure everybody's following orders.
Do the same people that want to control our economics, that want to be told about every transfer of money in excess of $10,000, that deem it as a matter of law to be suspicious because I deposited a check worth more than $100,000, are those same people that want financial controls the same mindset that wants to invade our privacy no matter what we're doing, no matter how innocent our behavior, no matter how absent there is of suspicion about the person being surveilled?
Well, you know, this is what's interesting about it, is that there's a right-wing and a left-wing variant of wanting to spy on people. And, you know, it's the joke, you know, it goes back to the, you know, the Republicans want to look in the bedroom or control the bedroom, Democrats the boardroom, but both of them want to be able to peek into private spaces. And I think that that's part of the problem, is that, you know, one thing, the Democrats and the Republicans, liberals and conservatives are more alike than different than they want to admit. And one is that they want to know what people are doing because they're interested in controlling people. And the first step to controlling people is knowing what they're up to.
Have we learned the lesson of the Cold War against Eastern Europe? All those countries, Hungary, Romania, Yugoslavia, East Germany, that had heavy, heavy, heavy police surveillance, nothing even resembling the Fourth Amendment, collapsed of their own weight. And the people just emoted in bursts of freedom.
That's right.
Some of them today are more capitalist than we are.
Absolutely. And I think this is what really complicates it. It goes back to this question of the culture of freedom. Over the past 30 years, you know, private businesses, you know, people who are protecting their own property, people on Facebook and on Twitter, we're advertising where we are. We voluntarily give up certain aspects of our privacy and of being able to hide behind a wall, but we do it voluntarily. And when we go into a convenience store that has a camera, we're doing that voluntarily. And I think the media has not fully explained the difference between voluntary surveillance, which helps make us safe and is part of our expression, and this kind of involuntary or involuntary surveillance.
Is privacy dead in America? Do most Americans not care about it? Do we take it for granted that the police can not only watch you and me if we walk across the street from the Fox building, but listen to what we're saying to each other as we do so?
Well, I think that, you know, privacy is not something that is set in stone, that is always the same in every time and place. And it shifted when the phone, you know, when the telephone became a means of communication. The Supreme Court, you know, at first said there was no expectation of privacy on a telephone.
Right.
You know, that changed, and now there is. And we're going to go through different gyrations. What I think has not changed is that people want to be in as much control of their information as possible. And we have more ways of doing that, but at the same time, the technology allows more people to spy on us.
We only have about half a minute, so maybe it's an unfair question. Someone who has changed is Barack Obama. I mean, when he was in the Senate, he voted again. He voted on the civil liberties side. He voted against all these efforts to let the government spy. Now that he's in the White House, he actually wants to enhance them. Is power that much of an aphrodisiac?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's an aphrodisiac, but it definitely changes men's minds and, you know, and women's mind. And I think that's one of the big problems. And that's where the pushback has to come, which is to say, you know, Barack Obama, if you want to be at, you know, in the captain's chamber on the state of ship, you got to play by our rules. You're not telling us what to do. We're telling you where to steer. And I think that's growing.
Gillespie, it's always a pleasure. Leather jacket and all. Thanks for joining us. Look great in it.